Welcome to the Nathaniel Noble Jr. Podcast, where we talk about life because it happens to everyone, along with some great indie musicians' Q&A sessions. So come aboard, kick back, and let's vibe.
What's up, folks? This is your man, Nathaniel, on the Nathaniel Noble Jr. Podcast. I want to thank you guys for tuning in again. Another week episode. Got an exciting guest coming on today and speak his world to us. There's a positive quote I found online on Facebook from a group. I guess it's a group called Amazing Quotes. This says, just because one thing doesn't go right doesn't mean your life is ruined. Stay positive. All right. Keep on moving. Keep on moving. Here's another one here. They said I changed a lot. I said a lot changed me. That's heavy right there. That is definitely something to think about. How about this one here? Always end the day with a positive thought. No matter how hard things were, tomorrow's a fresh opportunity to make it better. So always end the day with a positive thought. Right after you said your prayers, for those who say your prayers at night, or right before you close your eyes, think of a positive thought. It'll make a difference in your night. And you'll probably wake up feeling better too. One more for this one. Patience. It's not the ability to wait, but the ability to keep a good attitude while waiting. I like that one. So sit back and relax. Got a great guest coming up. His name is Darren Butler. Hailing from New Orleans. A cousin of a cousin. It's been a minute.
For sure.
Mr. Butler, what's going on, brother?
Man, been hanging in there, man. Trying to survive as an artist, about it.
Yeah. How's the weather down there in New Orleans?
Man, it was 70 degrees today.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah, they had Super Sunday.
What was happening Super Sunday? I haven't been there in a while.
It's been along with the Mardi Gras Indians. They came out, you know, St. Joseph's Day. They came out, so Shakespeare Park, so they was out, but I didn't go to it.
Super Sunday. Is that the end of the parade season or something?
Yeah, end of the parade season, and, you know, the annual tradition with the Mardi Gras Indians masking and stuff like that. So they did their thing that they, you know, for the last couple of years, they haven't been doing anything through the COVID and stuff. So
right. They're
trying to get, you know, back to normal and stuff. So they came out with their suits and stuff on today.
Tell us who's Darren Butler and what he's been up to.
Ah, man, Darren Butler. Let's see. I've been an artist, man, professionally for about 23 years or more, something like that professionally,
mm-hmm.
or at least about 30. But, you know, lately, man, I've been all over the place because my studio had been shut down for the last couple of years, so I'm just not getting back in the swing of things. But boy, as that goes, you know, I make three-dimensional metal wall sculptures. I do paintings on wood. I do three-dimensional metal paintings also. And, I do glass beads. I make handmade glass beads that I do also. And I used to make coffee tables. That's what I started off doing, making custom-made coffee tables. That's where I'm at right now.
The coffee table, wasn't you making them out of, like, wood, trees or something? Or was it metal?
Yeah. I used to make coffee tables out of birch plywood. I have a background in painting automobiles, so I just try to combine my automobile skills with my, you know, my art skills. So I still make them, but, you know, I take birch plywood, cut it out, cut it into a shape, put Bondo around the edge of the table, stain the colors into the wood, and I do all kinds of different designs onto the wood, and by the colors being stained into the wood, I spray an automobile clear coat on top, like 10 coats on top, make it look like glass. Wow. Water, sand, buff it, man, yeah. So those tables, man, been in existence for like about 20 years, man.
Do you still make those or what?
No, because, you know, now I was trying to, I still make them if someone want one mid custom order. You know, after Katrina, man, everything fell, you know, people losing their houses and stuff like that. So a lot of people wasn't buying coffee tables. And for me, I had to like just change my whole style. Mm-hmm. So by me using the first plywood, I just started doing paintings on wood, like, you know, stuff like that, like the ones you've seen, like the ones back. So it's the same thing, using me still using burst plywood and still using all the things I did before. Instead of using a quarter inch burst plywood, I use 1/8 inch plywood to do my paintings. But yeah, I still make those coffee tables though, if someone wants one.
Okay. And then so now you're doing the beads too, and was it custom jewelry or what's that?
Yeah, you know, the beads is something I took a class in Boston right after Katrina. And, you know, traditionally, you know, New Orleans, back in the day, you grew up in New Orleans, drew real handmade glass beads off the float and stuff like that. So I thought it'd be kind of unique for me to take this class on how to make handmade glass beads. And so, but it's all from, it's soft glass with oxygen and propane and with a metal mandrel with bead release on there, and you just actually spinning a mandrel into the flame, melting the glass onto the mandrel, make like a little donut, and adding color to it, like with other pieces of glass adding to it. And each one of these beads, man, are fired into a kiln. So it takes about 20 to 15 minutes to make one bead. But that's what I've been doing this for the last 15 years. I've been making the glass beads, but in the last 2 years, I didn't have a studio. So I just now started back making the beads in the last couple of weeks. We know the last 2 months, started back doing it.
So you say you back in the studio now or what?
Yeah, man, I'm back in the studio, and I have Jazz Fest coming up. Uh-huh. So that's coming up. I'm doing first weekend Jazz Fest Congo Square. So I'm trying to get ready for that. You know, trying to crank out some artwork and crank out glass beads, stuff like that, just to have some stuff to be able to sell at Jazz Fest. And also trying to build my inventory back up with artwork. And it's been the last 2 years, man. It's just been, you know, kind of crazy being an artist, man, during the pandemic, you know, one. Outside, no art shows and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, they hit everybody hard, different kind of ways. Some people never recovered, you know.
Yeah, man, exactly. So I'm just glad to be back in the studio and still trying to be productive, and you know, still having people still want to buy stuff from me. That's the most important thing.
Yeah, well, I mean, you've been around for a while, so I mean, your name is kind of solid. You're not like an overnight fly by night guy. You've been there, been in the game for a minute.
Yeah, it's funny, man. When I Googled my name, I was like, damn, I done all these things. Like, okay.
Stay busy, and then you forget about that stuff in the past. You know, then you look back and like, wow.
Yeah, I look at some of the things I did. Yeah, it's like, you know, like, damn, I did this, I did that. So I think that's a good thing, man, you know, to be able to say in the last couple of years, I did this, I did that as an artist. So, you know, still learning new things, man. I'm still, you know, trying to trying to stay current. Yeah. Trying to keep up with the young people, man.
Oh, they're changing every week.
Yeah. So, you know, the Instagram and stuff like that, and getting rid of my website and trying to go to Instagram and stuff like that, man. That's all the young artists there doing those things. So I'm just trying to keep up with them and trying to be current. Yeah. Stuff like that.
Yeah, it kind of changed with the culture and flow with it like a river.
Yeah, man, definitely.
What's one of your hottest seller, like the most requested piece of art?
Yeah, well, it's certainly like, man, Prince been hot, man. So, you know, so, man, I've been making, like, Prince earrings, like, you know, purple, like the sign. Mm-hmm. And the 3D Prince piece that I have that I did. And I got some little small stuff, like I do these LED light up, like, light boxes of Prince's face. With those, man, everything with Prince, man, people just been buying it like crazy. You know, Prince. Even I started doing, like, these three-dimensional pieces out of paper. They all stack top of each other, but, you know, they're like small pieces, like 11 by 14. But Prince has been the hottest thing, man. That's been the hottest thing selling for as that goes, you know. But I'm just glad I have a piece of artwork that something everybody like and everybody love Prince. Man, I've done a lot of people, man. I've done Prince because I started doing a lot of pop art in the last 7 or 8 years. Uh-huh. But, you know, I've done Prince. I've done, man, there's like, you know, local stuff, Louis Armstrong here.
Oh, yeah.
You know, stuff like that. You know, Nelson Mandela, stuff like that. Did all four of the Beatles that I've done out of metal. Who else? I have done Dr. King, stuff mm-hmm. like that. So I've done a lot of pop icons. I've done, you know, so a lot of people ask me to do. I say I already done it, or they could commission me to do something for them. Right. You know, but I've done just about everybody. Just about all the ones that I like. You know what I'm saying? So far,
that's cool. You got What's the Instagram where people can reach you? Look at your merchandise.
So it's like my name, Darren Butler, but it's backwards. It's Butler, B-U-T-L-E-R, and Darren. I think it's Darren.Butler, B-U-T-L-E-R, on Instagram. But also, my website used to be Colors in Wood and Metal, but I've taken that on to Instagram, Colors in Wood and Metal. .com. You can find me on that. Yeah, C-O-L-O-R-S-I-N-N-A-A-N-D and the word metal, M-E-A-T-A-L.com. So you can find me on Colors in Wood and Metal on Instagram also.
Cool.
And on Facebook too. Both the same thing.
For as the brick and mortar, I mean, you open for business and stuff, you know, for people that is in the area or what?
You know what, like right now, like I said, like what I do mostly is mostly by stuff by commission that I do. And that's really basically it. Like I'm saying, like Jazz Fest, man, used to be the biggest thing for me coming up.
Yeah.
You know, where I do very well at. So that's coming up the first weekend in the last weekend in April, and the first weekend in May. So I'm doing first weekend Congo Square. So I'm really getting in gear, bring on my artwork out there, just to have it on sale. But New Orleans, man, started to get back to normal for us having gallery opening and stuff like that. So. Oh, that's not in the wind right now. Of course, me doing the galleries right now. You know, I'm just focusing on getting ready for Jazz Fest. And after I have any inventory left, then I decide if I want to put it in the gallery or just sell it myself. You know, but I hate a gallery that 50% of the profit, you know what I'm saying? You got to give up. But that goes with putting your stuff in a gallery, though.
Yeah, they want some of that cut.
Yeah, so that make the price go up, but it is what it is, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but any online sales other than going through Instagram and Facebook?
Yeah, mostly Facebook and Instagram that I get most of the sales from. And mostly, man, it's really people who have bought from me in the past.
Yeah,
and as being repeat customers and stuff like that. And like here locally, man, New Orleans, they just now started back doing a lot of these little small art markets.
Yeah, you can show up there, display your stuff.
Yes, yeah. So I'm doing one this Saturday coming. It's on Frenchman Street. It's called the Frenchman Street Art Market. This bar by the name of DVA, they puts it on. So I just really get my foot back into the of doing things and getting back out there. But I'm doing that this weekend, coming on the 26th, and I'm gonna try to do it at least twice a month, mostly on Saturdays. But it's a lot of tourists that come in town to do it. I always do well out there.
Yeah.
But it's Thursday through Saturdays from like 6 in the afternoon to 12 at night. So it's at night. It's really like a nighttime little art show.
Uh-huh.
The thing to do. If people out late coming to New Orleans want to come buy some artwork, come by the Frenchman Street Art Market. Cool little thing to do.
So all the years you've been doing your artistic stuff, like say going back as a small kid, what would you tell a young kid with dreams and goals like being an artist and stuff? What kind of inspiration you can give them?
I would definitely say, man, it definitely is a business. That's the funny part about it, because as a kid, you don't think it's a business. Uh-huh. But if you're going to become an artist, man, I was telling one of my other cousins, his daughter, she's brilliant as an artist coming up. But, the poor kids don't realize, man, because you can draw, you can paint, you got to really realize that if you're going to do it, do it, go for it. Don't say you can't do it, but also start young, man. Learn everything you can learn. I mean, learn photography, learn how to do welding, and combine your skills. That's the thing. Just don't be like, oh, I can just draw. Like me, I try to do everything. I do welding. I can make glass beads. I do carpentry work. I combine all those skills, because by me saying that, then when it comes to the point when you need to get something done, like say you need to make a frame, you got to know how to use a ruler. Uh-huh. You got to pay someone to make a frame for you. And if you don't have those skills, you're going to constantly come out your pocket. So me, I do everything myself, man. I do my stuff at least about 99% everything. I make my own frames and everything. But the most important thing I tell a kid, man, just try to learn everything. And it gets to a point, if you want to start off early, man, just learn how to use photography, or it's using the camera to take pictures of your work, selling prints of your work. That's the most important thing, man. Like, it's a business. And you can pay money doing it, but if you're going to start early, think about it as being a business. Just be a hustler, be an entrepreneur, and just go for it,
Oh, that's some good advice. Yeah, then young people need to hear that.
Yeah, man. I wish someone had told me that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's easy to get discouraged. You know, from when we come up, nobody really wasn't encouraging you and stuff. You know, we had to do that on your own and find somebody outside your small circle that look, you know, that believe in you and encourage you. But mostly like school teachers and stuff like that.
Did you know that over 92% of people in the United States are deficient in one or more vitamins or minerals? Unfortunately, the foods we eat just don't have enough of the vitamins and minerals our bodies need to maximize our immune systems, strengthen our organs, and help our bodies perform at their best. It's also the reason why so many people get sick. In fact, over 80% of patients who got COVID-19 were deficient in vitamin D. And up to 82% critically ill patients are deficient in vitamin C. The fact is, we need supplements. And now, for the first time ever, you can get the highest quality, most complete supplements on the market for prices that anyone can afford. With Live Good, you can afford to be healthy. Check out joinnatenow.com and check out the 6-minute video. Leave a good name and email, and we'll get with you with more information. Have a great day.
For sure, man. Yeah. Real, actually, me. Yeah, I agree, man. Like I said, I played in a high school band and snare drum, you know.
Yeah.
And wish I was pretty good at that, but, man, I was good at art as a kid. But I never took it serious. I mean, like, you know, never did. Even through high school, I did. It's like an easy A, you know.
Yeah.
Until 12th grade stuck in and kicked in. And like, man, what I'm going to do? I'm going to go to school to be an artist. You know, but being an artist, man, going to school don't really teach you how to be an artist.
Right.
That's what part the business part come in. It's like, it's a business, dude. It's definitely business. And you got to have, if you're going to travel. I used to travel throughout the United States, man, before, you know, doing different art shows. Man, I used to go to Chicago, you know, stuff like that. The Chicago Jazz Festival. Yeah. I used to travel all over the United States, man. Go to Tampa, Florida. Did this show called Gasparilla. And I used to travel, man. I was doing different art shows. And people really making money doing it. But you got to be willing to travel and have a discipline to just go and travel and do these different art shows that you apply to and if you get in.
So on them art shows, I mean, I'm sure you had a lot of inventory and stuff. Did you, fly or you just travel on around?
Inventory. Yeah, you definitely got to come with an inventory, man. So that's the present business part about it. You gotta have the inventory to do it. And you know, some people, man, like I know some artists, man, that they travel, do 20 shows a year.
Wow.
You know, and that's a lot of wear and tear on your car, stuff like that. But like I said, during the pandemic, man, that really put a halt to everything. And like now, a lot of things are starting to open back up. And even here in New Orleans, like the art scene for us having festivals and stuff like that have been non-existent for the last 2 years coming back. But yeah, as an artist, you gotta have the inventory, a nice vehicle to be able to travel to do these different art shows and stuff like that. A tent up, tearing it down. So it's like a real little small miniature gallery, really, that you have to display your work, you know, for as that goes. So, yeah, you definitely got to have some inventory to do it.
Yeah, so you pretty much needed like a van or some a U-Haul van or something, huh?
Yeah, so, man. People are rent vans and stuff like that. Man, I have a Suburban that I have. So, yeah, people rent vans, stuff like that. I just bought a Suburban that I have. So I've been, you know, I haven't put it to the road yet for us artwork wise on the road. But you got to have something big to be able to haul your artwork around and stuff like that, though. Definitely. I'm going to try to put more stuff on Instagram because I just started using Instagram in the last year. But I have taken everything from off my website. I discontinued my website. Man, I say that the website for me wasn't working, you know, and a lot of people, you know, just go there and see what you have. But I started noticing like everybody using like Facebook and Instagram, you know, stuff like that. So to me, the Instagram really been a thing for the advertising and stuff like that. So I'm going to move all my pictures, my artwork to Instagram and then start loading it up stuff from the past to the current stuff that I have and start loading it up on Instagram.
Right, and they can order from there and then you ship it to them.
Yeah. That's what I mean. It's cheaper that way too. I mean, not saying it's cheaper, but it's the way that, you know, Everybody using Instagram from their phone.
Yeah.
You know, no one going to a website from your cell phone anymore, you know, for that goes. And, you know, so I'm just trying to do away with that. It's trying to just trying to be current, really. I may go back and do the website again, but it just wasn't working for me for that goes. And still, people still contacting me you know, having a business card. People getting rid of the business cards now. It's strange, man. How the world's coming to no more cars and stuff like that. You know,
they keep up with the technology and the trends.
Yeah, I'm trying to get there, man. That's all I've been trying to do.
Right. Yeah, there's a lot of people selling stuff on Instagram and Facebook.
Yeah,
and
man.
Stuff. Yeah. And then you can pinpoint certain artists. You know, if you pay some advertising fees, you can pinpoint certain artists. I mean, not artists, but audience that likes art.
Yeah, that's true, man. It's not cost that much neither, you know what I'm saying? So that's why I'm saying the website thing is just not, you know, work is like your friends, my friends, your friends of a friend see my work and stuff like that. And you see more people get to be able to see your work. Same thing on Instagram, you know.
Yeah.
So that's the thing, man. Get the followers to follow your work. So I'm just trying to build my follow, you know, my network of people and my followers up on Instagram and start doing more posting and stuff. So, like I said, the next month, I'm going to start, you know, the week before Jazz Fest. I got some new work I'm about to work on.
Yeah,
I'm doing some stuff out of fabric. I'm doing some new stuff I'm supposed to do out of yarn and stuff. I'm doing some work out of yarn. Yeah, so you're going to see that coming up in the next couple of weeks. I'm going to put some pictures out that I'm working on of that. You'll be able to see that, some new stuff.
Yeah, and then I share it from my end, you know.
Yeah, every 5 years, man, I try to change my style from from doing things on wood to metal. And now I'm saying it's something I always want to do in fiber. So it's been in the back of my mind, you know, but during a pandemic, sitting at home, being thinking about stuff. So I'm about to put this on trying to combine fabric with wood. So I got something I'm working on.
So enough sitting around for the last 2 years. Time to put some action in, huh?
Yeah, man, you know.
Put some work in.
Back out there, yeah. I mean, you know, it's trying to get back out there, man. It's trying to keep being creative. I'm just glad I'm still alive and still able to do it.
Yeah, it's fun because I've lost a lot of people over the last 2 years, you know. Near and far,
man.
Family, friends. I just lost my mechanic this week. One of my mechanics on cars. And then I think a week before that, a good friend of the family passed away, you know, some other issues. So, yeah.
Damn, man. Yeah, seriously, man. So I'm just glad to.
Yeah, every day alive is a blessing. Be grateful.
Yes, man.
Make the best of it. No complaints.
Yeah. Older I get now, man, I appreciate it more. As I'm saying, I look at life, I'm like, man, I'm still, you know, still doing art stuff. And I'm still able to do it, man. I try to inspire people, you know, to do it. I try to inspire young people to do it, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, try to give them advice, stuff like that. Look at their work. You know what I'm saying? I try to do the things that no one was there for me to do. Try to pass it along to them.
Yeah.
You know,
another thing they're doing is these master classes. Like, if you can set up a video camera and record you actually making a piece from start to finish.
Yeah. I may do that, man. I think I've gotten to a point in my life, like, I'm out of master what I do.
Yeah. You know, you can have a how-to video and stuff and just show from start to finish. And then, you know, never know, that might take off, too. I don't know. You have anything on YouTube?
No, I don't, but I need to, man, because, like, a friend of mine, he wants to come to my studio.
Yeah.
And he want to record me making those glass beads he want to do. He actually approached me the other day. He hit me up on Instant Messenger. He's a videographer.
Yeah.
And he said, man, come to the studio and videotape me making the glass beads. I'm like, yeah, because this whole I'm trying to do it yourself, you know, like,
yeah,
put
yeah.
the camera and do it. I'm trying to tell people, you know, people don't realize what the process is of making these glass beads. When they see them, they think, you made these beads? So yeah, they all handmade. But after you make the bead, take it out of the kiln, you have to go in with a file to file the inside of the bead to get all the bead release off. If not, you put it on a string, all that white soot from the bead release is going to be all over your neck. So you really got to clean the inside of the bead out. So it's like it's a process to make one glass bead. That's what I was telling people. You know, it's like, man, these beads, man, I sell one bead some between 15 from like $5 to like, you know, $10, $15, $20 per bead.
Yeah.
And it's no other way to do it because it takes Stanley almost, you know, 30, 40 minutes sometimes to make one big bead. You know, that's why you don't see a lot of people. And it's not a lot of glass bead artists anyway. You know, like up north there's, you know, like New York and Boston is a big, they're, you know, into the glass beads. But, you know, down here in the South, man, I could count besides me and about a couple other artists that actually does it. You know, but for me, it's like, man, me, I can do everything. So I'm like, I'm glass beads. Yeah, I'll try that out. You know, that's why I just like to just add something else to what I do.
Yeah.
Or to doing the glass beads. So, yeah.
Yeah.
If you, take if, a class.
if you can get your buddy to record it, you know, that process, and then YouTube it or something, that, you know, that might open some doors up too.
Yeah, you're right. And that's what I'm going to get them in the next couple of weeks. I'm going to get with him and, you know, and do it. I'll send you a link to it or something like that when he do it. No doubt.
Anything you put out or links or stuff, always send it to me because I'm going to just be pushing it out.
Oh, for sure, man.
I don't have a problem promoting people, you know, and their craft and issues, you know, and their talents. I am not one. I promote because it comes back to me, you know. Just do it for
me. Yeah, man. Me too, man.
Yeah.
I always like support people and stuff.
There's room for everybody's talent.
For sure, man. Definitely. No doubt.
But yeah, that's pretty good. So, what, they can reach you out again one more time?
Yeah, definitely. My cell phone number, too, 504-251-6693. Yeah, that's me. But also Instagram, Butler Darren, BUTLER.Darren, DARRIN. That's and Colors and Wood and Metal on Instagram. And Facebook too, Darren Butler on Facebook.
You said Colors in Wood and Metal?
Yeah, Colors in Wood and Metal. Okay. That it is. Yeah. So yeah, it's man, definitely it's ColorsinWood, and the word and in metal, metal.com. Colors and Wood and Metal.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a good way to get in contact with me.
Oh, yeah.
Sports, like, and definitely by Googling my name and stuff like that, you'll find my contact information. Drew Google and stuff.
Sounds good. So, look, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for gracing the stage at the Nathaniel Noble Jr. Podcast. Appreciate that, and talk to you again and all that stuff. And
definitely, cuz.
Turn the people on to you, and hopefully we get some more love out that way for you and your products and your skills.
For sure, I appreciate it.
Yeah, we don't want no struggling artists because of no COVID. We need flourishing artists. Yeah.
I'm coming back hard, man.
Yeah.
It's been 2 years, so sitting down, so 2.5 years, really. So I'm ready to come back hard, man. Really am.
Hard in the paint. About to come back hard in the paint.
For sure.
All right, cuz. All right, bro.
Peace out, cuz.
Peace, man.
All right.
All right, that was my cousin of a cousin, Mr. Darren Butler. Make sure you guys show some love and support. Check out his artwork. Check out his Instagram and Facebook. And show him some love. That's what we need in the world now. Show him some love and blessing people with some monetary gifts when they bless us with their talents. The gifts of their talents. So I want to thank you guys for tuning in today. And be sure to tune in next week for another interesting guest with some good information and motivation. All right. I'm your man, Nathaniel Noble Jr. And we're on the Nathaniel Noble Jr. Podcast. Remember, be good, do good. Be about that good in your neighborhood. And we're going to make it all better. One day at a time. Peace out. Y'all be good.
Thanks for listening to the Nathaniel Noble Jr. Podcast. If you've enjoyed our show, make sure you subscribe and share with your friends. We appreciate every one of you.